This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the Infowars.com studios.
We're going to have Roger Stone taking over the next segment for the hour, and then the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Roger Stone will be back. He co-hosts that, and you're going to have St. John Hunt back on for a more extended period, maybe even open the phones up or take some Twitter questions. Again, his father, one of the more famous spies and assassins and a guy that helped overthrow governments and ran major operations, reported that he came down to be backup and basically run on the ground the assassination of Kennedy. Now, strangely enough, his father had sued a newspaper previously for saying he was the guy, and had they had photos of him there, and had lost that suit. So in a court of law, a jury said, no, Mr. Hunt, you are the guy. And then later he basically, came clean with it. His son, St. John Hunt, is with us right now. What about this being a psyop? Some people are saying the president may not know, just like you said, oh, here's the documents, and then it's something else that basically bolsters the official story, and then we're all here celebrating the release, and then it turns out, like you were saying, could be doctored and as a setup.
I think that's always a possibility, and I think that's primarily the first thought that one should have in situations like this. Why trust anything that the CIA or FBI or any of the other agencies has to have? I mean, why are they all of a sudden allowing the truth of truths to come out now? They've had 25 years to, to doctor, to erase, to reconfigure any of these documents, and that's a long enough time. So I think we just have to wait. I think we're all biting our nails here, waiting for the release. And I think it's people like yourself, Alex, and other JFK assassination researchers, people that use the Freedom of Information Act to sue the government for files and for information. I think it's going to be left up to you guys to really sort through this and discover if this is just a smokescreen again, or if these are in fact the real files that they have been promising to release for 25 years.
And let's expand on that. The smoking gun is your father's deathbed confessions on audio and video. The smoking gun in all of this is that information, and that 90%+ of the American people now know the truth and are not buying the official story. We've already won this battle. So I'll be surprised if this isn't a psyop in the next few days coming out. Let me get your take on that briefly. And then Jim Mars. Wow. He left us this year. One of the foremost JFK investigators.
Yeah. Jim Mars is just an amazing man, and we have a lot to be grateful and thankful for what Jim has spent his life doing. As a reporter, he covered the JFK assassination in Dallas, and then continued bringing us the truth. An author of many, many books, and certainly he's a well-known figure amongst certain circles, assassination researchers and people like that. My father's testimony, deathbed confession to me, was the smoking gun. Never before had there been an actual CIA official, an operative, an official to come forward and name names and describe what the circumstances were about my father's personal involvement in the JFK assassination. And I felt he did this just before he died because he wasn't ashamed of it. So first of all, I think I convinced him that notoriety for him would be good. He was proud of what he did. He felt Kennedy was a danger to this country, and he stood by that till the very end.
All right. St. John Hunt, amazing, my friend. Thank you so much. StJohnHunt.net. Look forward to being back on in 1 hour on the War Room with Owen Schroyer, Roger Stone, and the fourth hour is only.
You are the resistance. Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful cream. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and Biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients. Xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
I'll take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
All right, taking over for the next hour is Roger Stone from New York City, where my crew is up there awaiting, working on some big important interviews. A lot of meetings going on, a lot of behind the scenes things happening in New York right now, and Roger Stone is about to take over. Roger Stone, you know, it's great to have the exclusive last week that the JFK files would probably be released by the president. The next morning he confirmed that, barring new information, he was intending to release it. But I'm concerned that it was 25 years ago they were supposed to declassify it. Presidents have blocked its release since then, like George Herbert Walker Bush, clearly involved in it himself. That's what the FBI files show. If they had 25 years to doctor these, why not then make it a big thing in our face where it's the CIA saying it's Lee Harvey Oswald and that he supposedly worked for the Russians or something? That would fit into a whole Russian phobia thing. I mean, just who knows with all the forgeries and fake birth certificates and everything else we've seen, what's going to be coming out of this? I mean, if you have St. John Hunt's dad, E. Howard Hunt, who got arrested that day in Dallas, saying he ran the operation, you got 90%+ of Americans, you know, knowing the truth, you've got the fact that the credibility in government's at a 7% level. I think we've already won this war, so if we battle this battle again, it's the only chance they've got at us only having a Pyrrhic victory, because then they can pull stunts.
Well, Alex, I think that your concerns are well-founded, although my sources, at least one lifer in the Central Intelligence Agency, tells me that the agency has been caught by surprise. They did not expect this move from President Donald Trump. They evidently believed that they could talk him out of it, and therefore now their fallback position will be to try to redact and hold back large swaths of information. It was Dr. Jerry Corsi here at InfoWars who first pointed out to me that the data dumped by the National Archives in this past July, the first small batch of documents pertaining to the Kennedy assassination, were so heavily redacted and so much of the material was withheld for purposes of national security that they were completely and totally unusable. They were worthless. In other words, my concern now is that the intelligence agencies countermand the president, that they nullify his bold decision here using a backdoor bureaucratic process to neutralize the information that the president has ordered released. And if that happens, if there is widespread cover-up, we here at InfoWars will be the first to let the American people know.
Roger, that's a great point, and I think that's where this is going. And I agree they've been blindsided, because you notice on Friday they're like, oh, Roger Stone is full of baloney. We've talked to the intelligence sources. Pompeo, the president's not going to release it. And then the next morning the president tweets, yes, barring new info, I will next week. And so that deadline is basically here now. So that signals, we can put the article back on screen, we're just showing folks, where they said on Friday, Trump likely to block release of classified JFK files. Boy, they were eating crow the next morning.
No, I had a call from NBC on Thursday night. I had spoken to the president, very friendly, upbeat conversation that morning, and I had made what I thought was a compelling but brief case for the release of these documents. The president asked a few pithy questions, and then he said he would think about it. Now, from the tone of his questions and the content of his questions, I was optimistic that the president was going to do the right thing, and I think he has done the right thing. But I think he has caught the Central Intelligence Agency and the other intelligence agencies by surprise. Now, it is typical of these agencies to stall, to obfuscate, and to cover up as much as possible. Why would they do so? Why would they be concerned of events of more than 50 years ago in which all the principal participants are deceased? The answer is they're still using the exact same tactics, the lies, the leaks, the forgeries, the omissions. We have seen them use the same kind of tactics on this president as they used on that president, because he challenges the power of the deep state, and he challenges, in this case, the power of the neocons, who had already decided we were going to war over Syria. Don't worry about a thing. Hillary has promised us the expansion of the proxy war. And that is the seat of their opposition to Donald Trump, and why our intelligence agencies, just as they undermined Kennedy, now seek to undermine Donald J. Trump.
Clearly, they're panicking. Clearly, the establishment can't stand what's happening. And we just saw the footage. Let's cue it up. About 2 hours ago, the security breach at the Capitol, a idiot throwing 2x3 little Russian flags, 6 or 7 of them, at the president, screaming, "Traitor, traitor, you're a Russian agent. You know, forget tax cuts. God forbid, you know, this evil Russian agent wants to get the economy going again." As everything they said about you, myself, the president, has, just like you said a year and a half ago, first, off the Panama Papers, papers and other sources, they kept asking, how does Stone know we're involved with the Russians and that Podesta's time in the barrel's coming? Because it was in the Panama paper documents that he was on the Russian payroll. Now it's all coming out. Tarmac meetings, Mueller giving him uranium, 6 companies that Mueller part owns, hundreds of millions of dollars from the Russians. It turns out that there was a Russian penetration, and it was of the Democratic Party, which is the classic party always spreading their legs to the Russian, GRU and FSB and KGB and all the rest of it over the years. I mean, it's just dumbfounding. It's stunning. That of course, oh yeah, the Patriots were on the payroll of the Russians. You know, famous red hunters that you work for, like Nixon. You're a guy that helped, you know, scoop up Russian spy networks in the 80s. This is ridiculous, and now it's blown up in their face. But when I go out tonight downtown Austin, I guarantee you, there's going to be people, as I'm taking my wife downtown to dinner, there will be people that run up and scream, "F you, Russian," when they work for the people that were working for the Russians.
Yeah, it's really outrageous. Look, I was drawn to politics because of the anti-communism of Senator Barry Goldwater. I stayed in politics because of the anti-communism of Governor and then President Ronald Reagan. I'm a man who had actual family members mowed down by Russian tanks in Budapest in 1956. I loathe the Russian system. I loathe totalitarianism, and I loathe the way they treat Christians and gays and others in their society. So the idea that we would traffic with the Russians to affect the outcome of the U.S. election is insulting, as well as patently, completely, provably false. Alex, I think there have been 2 events in the last 2 weeks that really have reversed the entire Russian narrative and turned it into a boomerang on the Democrats. The first one is obvious. We now know that FBI Director Mueller, FBI Director Comey, Assistant FBI Director McCabe, and Ron Rosenstein, the de facto Attorney General of the United States today, were in charge of the investigation into Russian bribery and the efforts by the Russians to use illegal methods and bribes
for uranium
to the Clintons to
and they ordered the investigation killed. And they ordered the investigation killed. That's the treason. Let's go out to break with this idiot who's known as Ryan Clayton. He works for the Huffington Post and is an Antifa Soros minion. Confirmed. So a Soros snake throwing Russian flags at the president screaming traitor when his fingers ought to be pointed right back at his fat, ugly face. Here it is.
Trump is treason! Trump is treason! Trump is treason!
Trump is treason!
Trump is treason!
Trump is reason!
Why are you talking about tax cuts when you shouldn't be talking about treason? Why is Congress talking about tax cuts when they should be talking about treason? This president is inspired with the agents of the Russian government to steal an election. We should be talking about treason in Congress, not about
tax cuts. All right, folks, we're going to go to break. We're going to come back with Roger Stone on the other side. This is the InfoWar, newswars.com, InfoWars.com. Spreading those links is an act of rebellion, and I salute you.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
You want to stop tyranny? So does he. It's Roger Stone.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Roger Stone is here with us in his clean shirt, new shoes. That is a sharp-looking jacket he's wearing. Me, I'm kind of being a little weirded there with my periwinkle blue, with my electric blue. So we're to another, I guess I'm going to a disco tonight or something. Just having some fun here, folks. So much going on. It's crazy. As we predicted, the elites are moving to sacrifice the Clintons, just like Weinstein. But the Clintons and others are hanging on for dear life. Really toxic. The party is in danger of completely collapsing. The Republican Party's fighting for its life. I want to ask Roger Stone about that in a moment and let him take over. But briefly, ladies and gentlemen, we have the globalists and the Soros front groups coming out of the woodwork, a law firm set up by Obama, admittedly is suing Stone. I've got groups connected to the Democrats suing me. And you know, a flea's not going to kill you, but if it bites you between the eyes while you're driving down the highway, it might make you swerve and kill you that way. You know what I mean? It's like horse flies running a horse off the edge of a cliff. They're not going to be successful, but your support, your prayers, spreading the links, buying the products just lets us have the money it takes to get even bigger in the face of the globalist. So I never wanted to be big. And about 12 years ago, they were trying to shut us down and harassing us and coming after us. And the media was accusing me of wanting to make money. And I said, make money? I've got models where I can bring in 10, 20 times the money and really expand. And I said, you know what? I'm going to do that. Because it's the right thing to do anyways. But if you want to have a you-know-what contest, you want to have a urination contest, I am more than happy to do it. And so that's what we're doing here. And we got a president in, and populists are getting elected all over the world. The globalists are in full panic mode. Mainstream media is collapsing. The NFL is collapsing. And they just keep doubling down, trying to bully us into submission. You're not going to make a country like this, once it's awake, do your bidding. So we got a bunch of great supplements and nutraceuticals of the very best out there. X2, 40% off. Colloidal silver, the highest quality, 50% off. Anthroplex, which is basically the dry form organic-based system that's like Supermel Vitality. So amazing. Just try it for yourself. Winter Sun, 50% off. Help you produce the vitamin D3, highest quality organic source. But let me tell you, BrainForce ends today, 50% off. And if you'll just commit to sign up for AutoShip, you can cancel anytime for free. One click in your account. You get an additional 10% off. You sign up every month, every 3 months, every 6 months to get another bottle mailed to you of the coffee, or of the BrainForce Plus or the X2 or whatever the case is. I think I'm going to create a T-shirt of the Month Club as well. So you get discounts on T-shirts when you sign up kind of for auto ship with the T-shirt. Just get the new T-shirt of the month as well to give away or wear, meet like-minded people, you name it. So again, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com will take you right to the supplements or 888-253-3139. But if you'll just commit, make the decision, I know you're busy, and I appreciate your support in the past, to just sign up for AutoShip, you get discounts, and you don't have to forget about this. The reason I started getting AutoShip set up a few years ago was I realized I take my own supplements home, I run out, then I want to take Knockout, a sleep aid or something, or X2, or Secret 12, and it's gone. And I'm like, okay, sign up ourselves for AutoShip. So we do that now, and every month a big box comes, and sometimes I have a little too much, so I give it away to the nanny or to a neighbor or something, and then they end up ordering it themselves. Just, if you'll just sign up and support us and just commit, we're the Church of Liberty, we're the Church of Freedom, we're the Church of fighting the tyrants, taking America back, and we're delivering. So instead of, you know, tithing to your church that's government 501c3 run operation, just sign up. Even if you're not a religious person, see it as your donation monthly, and we'll change the world. We're already doing it thanks to your support. So I want to salute all of you that have supported us. It's the last day to get Brainforce 50% off. Okay, Roger, I wanted to ask you this question and turn the baton over to you, because I think you got a lot to cover there in New York today. What's going on with Trump saying, well, I'll work with the establishment Republicans against, Bannon's Tea Party group? I saw that as kind of a good cop, bad cop deal, because overall he keeps doing so much good stuff. Or what's really going on with that? And what's going on with Fox News trying to brand the Republicans establishment as invincible? And you know, this new liberty, no rhinos movement that you and I and others have been spearheading, that Bannon's now on the bandwagon with, and that's great. I mean, what is that going on? Is that Trump playing good cop, bad cop? Show's yours.
Well, Alex, first of all, I always thought Steve Bannon would be more effective from the outside. Like us, he's a rabble rouser. He's a street fighter. He really is a revolutionary at heart. And I think that he has correctly identified the fault line in the Republican Party between those who believe in the radical reform party of Donald J. Trump and those who are for the status quo, who like things just the way they are. The big corporate money, the special interest campaign contributions pour in, you get reelected, you really don't mix it up with the Democrats other than maybe for the television cameras once in a while, and everybody goes out to dinner afterwards and they slap each other on the back. The American people, I think, are tired of that. Now, there is no question that Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan are very persuasive guys, and they are in the president's face constantly pointing out how much he needs them and how much he needs the support of the Republican caucuses, which sadly they haven't been very adept at delivering. In all fairness, the House, under Paul Ryan, has passed some 300 bills that the president has asked for that the Senate has never taken up. So it is unfair to a certain degree to throw Ryan into the same bucket with Mitch McConnell every time. That said, the president realizes that the Bannon movement is helpful to him because it gives him leverage, and Donald Trump is a man who likes to keep everybody guessing about his next move. As I like to say, the one thing that is predictable about Donald Trump is that he's entirely unpredictable. He does have, I think, enormous leverage in these primaries. I don't think the lesson of Alabama is that the president has no juice. I think the lesson of Alabama is Trumpism is more important than Trump himself, that it is the principles that he ran on that are manifest. And
well, I mean, look at Austria, look at Italy.
Elected the most Trump-like candidate.
But, I mean, everywhere, patriot populists are winning all over the world. Just this week, we've seen it in Italy. We've seen it in the Czech Republic. We've seen it in Austria. I mean, this is global awakening. Trump just rode in on his surfboard, which is great. But this is a lot bigger than Trump.
I totally agree. And I think what you're going to see here, Alex, is the president is not going to support all of Steve Bannon's challenger candidates, nor is he going to support all of Mitch McConnell's incumbents. He's going to pick and choose. He is going to, on the basis of sophisticated polling and political calculation, figure out where he can have the greatest impact. But I'll say this. I would not want to be an incumbent United States senator running against my president. Now, when they say, Jeff Flake voted with the president 97% of the time. Yeah, they vote with us on National Hamburger Week. But where are you on the tough votes like Obamacare's repeal or the upcoming tax legislation? So don't be fooled by these phony statistics where they say, he supported the president 90% of the time. Yes, on innocuous party line votes. But where are you on the big,
issue? Stay with us. More with Roger Stone straight ahead from New York City. As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink 3 or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Studios. It's Alex Jones.
Got no friends. Because they can read the papers, folks. It's Roger Stone from New York City. A lot of stuff going on. So watch NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com tonight and tomorrow for live feed, special guest, and more. Now back to Roger Stone.
Thank you, Alex. I think that any time that Special Counselor Robert Mueller is out of the news, perhaps the supporters of the president begin to breathe easier. In my opinion, that is a mistake. Mr. Mueller has been essentially a legal executioner for both the Bushes and the Clintons. We know definitively when FBI Director Comey was fired by President Donald Trump that Robert Mueller auditioned, in essence, interviewed for that job the very next day. He was passed over. That, of course, creates the potential for a massive conflict of interest. He could be biased against the president because the president decided to appoint someone other than Mr. Mueller to that FBI position. Yesterday, however, we learned from an extraordinary news story that Mr. Mueller has been allowed to invest in a hedge fund controlled and run by the billionaire George Soros. And in this particular case, since the necessary opening ante was a minimum of $10 million, Mr. Mueller was admitted to the fund without the required funding. In other words, he was getting preferential treatment. Now, add to that the fact that we've established that the Uranium One investigation, the Justice Department investigation into the bribery by the Russians of American officials and American business people, as well as the massive bribes to Bill and Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation, that ended up securing the approval of the transfer of 20% of the enriched uranium to a company controlled completely by the Kremlin.
And I got to say this, then, now that it's all come out, because I just can't help but ask this, how do they continue on with a fake investigation when it's like Hitler sitting on the Nuremberg trial as the chief justice, or in somebody's divorce trial, the husband or the wife is the judge over the trial? I mean, he's got to recuse, he's got to drop it, the whole thing's a fraud. This is just ridiculous. It's no wonder, like you said a year and a half ago, they've said we're all Russian agents because they are.
Well, but unfortunately, what's missing today are the New York Times and Washington Post editorials calling on Mr. Mueller to step down because of this stunning new conflict of interest, which we have just now discovered. The mainstream media never targets the wrongdoing of the bad guys, in this case, embittered liberal Democrats and neocons unhappy about the fact that Hillary Clinton is not president and can't give them their expanded proxy war in Syria. So we don't ever have the luxury of having a docile or absent mainstream media. They're usually calling for our heads, in most cases, on the basis of completely trumped up and fraudulent information. Reminds me just the other day of Anderson Cooper insisting that InfoWars was wrong about the fact that George Soros was, in fact, a Nazi collaborator. Alex, you were forced to take actual footage and show it right here at InfoWars, in which he admits in his own words that if he didn't do it, somebody else would have.
By the way, it's worse than that.
In denial.
The Spanish government's now saying the police didn't beat up any women or anybody else in Catalonia. They're saying that's fake news. It's just next level lying. Since you mentioned how it's stunning, the connections of the Clintons and, and Mueller to the Russians, here's Newt Gingrich saying the same thing on Fox News.
First of all, I do think it's useful not just to look at Russia, but to look at Saudi Arabia, to look at China. I mean, lots of countries have figured out that hiring a lobbyist, giving money to a foundation, endowing a university, the level of foreign money penetrating this country is very disturbing. And I think that we ought to have some kind of congressional hearings just to set the record of how many different countries are trying to influence us and to remind us that a lot of these so-called professors come from endowed chairs that have been endowed by foreign governments. So they're not necessarily giving us academic truth. They're, in effect, hired spokesmen. In the case of Russia, I've always thought I've always thought it was crazy that we're over here looking at a very minor issue about Trump. You had the Uranium One deal. You had, I think, $135 million going to the Clinton Foundation. You had Bill Clinton getting $500,000. You had the Podesta Group doing things that were representational, including, I believe, representing a major Russian bank. The total surround for Hillary Clinton of Russian influence peddling was stunning.
There you have it. Newt Gingrich, still one of the most articulate conservatives out there and able to capsulize these things in a way the American people can understand them. The entire Russian narrative is boomeranging on the Democrats. And what an irony that it wraps up Mueller, Comey, McCabe, and Rod Rosenstein.
And that's why they're all so fatalistic to get the president, because they're protecting themselves. If they don't get him, they'll all go to jail for what they actually did.
The linchpin on this is quite obviously Jeff Sessions. Now, I have been a critic of Attorney General Sessions on this program. I liked him immensely when he was in the United States Senate. I cheered his appointment as Attorney General because I thought he would be a tough, no-nonsense federal prosecutor interested in the rule of law. Instead, he's proposed a return to minimum sentences, which is unnecessary because the Congress set up a no-face commission that can set federal minimum and mandatory sentences. It is interesting that the late Supreme Court Justice Anton Scalia objected to the appointment of this body to take the heat off of the politicians. What it means is the commission can set rules and a floor under which judicial sentences cannot drop, meaning the prisons will be flooded with people who are guilty of nonviolent crimes or people who have harmed no one. Jeff Sessions has been gung-ho for asset forfeiture, working out new rules in which the states and the feds together can seize your assets before you have been convicted of a crime, and they get to split the booty. Sounds unconstitutional to me. It is famously known that Jeff Sessions wants to crack down on the 29 states where the people in those states have decided to legalize medicinal marijuana, at complete variance with the position of President Donald Trump, who says this is a states' rights issue. Let the states decide. And then, of course, there is his stunning failure to prosecute Hillary Clinton. Now, I was buoyed last week, and he said there was an investigation, but even as we speak, the Trump Justice Department is in federal court seeking to block the release of Hillary's emails. That's right, you heard it right. The Trump Justice Department is seeking to block further release of Hillary Clinton's emails. What about the need for transparency and the right of the American people to know? Which side is Jeff Sessions on? I have now, I think, solved this riddle. Jeff Sessions is the Attorney General of the United States in name only. He is being managed and handled by a coterie of deep state aides, and in fact, Rod Rosenstein, the former U.S. Attorney from Maryland, a liberal Republican, who I guarantee you did not vote for Donald Trump, is the de facto Attorney General of the United States. Jeff Sessions, I think, should pack it in. You may be a critic of Rudy Giuliani, but if he were your Attorney General today, Bill and Hillary would be on their way to the pokey. I'm Roger Stone, and I'll be right back.
If you are receiving this transmission...
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, sitting in for Alex Jones, and you're on InfoWars. To finish the last segment, Jeff Sessions has become a total and complete captive of the establishment assistant attorney generals surrounding him. This is why there has been no effort to prosecute Hillary or Bill Clinton or the Clinton Foundation. There has been no effort to prosecute Loretta Lynch for her illegal activities in the cover-up of Hillary's email scandal. There has been no effort to prosecute officials at the Internal Revenue Service, who were harassing free enterprise and conservative-oriented organizations. And there has stunningly been no action whatsoever against the Obama national security apparatus. We know, based on documents handed down by the super secret FISA court in November that the Obama administration illegally surveilled as many as 30,000 Americans for political purposes. Let me be more specific. 1 out of 10 government-conducted surveillances were illegally of U.S. citizens. Why? It's pretty simple. This is political espionage, but the dirty work was done not by a band of Cuban burglars brought in from the outside, but by the actual intelligence services of the United States government. Your tax dollars at work. This is clearly a far more serious crime than anything anticipated or executed at Watergate, the wholesale spying on American citizens in violation of the U.S. Constitution. Yet so far, Ms. Rice, Mr. Clapper, Admiral Brennan, Admiral Rogers, Mr. Brennan, presumably Valerie Jarrett, they have paid no price whatsoever, leading me to wonder what exactly Jeff Sessions is doing over there. Perhaps he is so controlled, so handled by the circle around him, that what he says and does in these congressional hearings is actually meaningless. But until we get an attorney general who is committed to the rule of law and who is prepared to hold Democrats to the exact same standards to which Republicans have been held, there will be no justice. No justice. No peace, as a friend of mine likes to say. I notice also that one member of Congress particularly deserves real accolades in the president's decision to release the still classified John F. Kennedy assassination documents. That would be Congressman Walter B. Jones of North Carolina, who courageously put together a bipartisan coalition of both Republicans and Democrats, right, left, and center, supporting full transparency and the release of these documents. My hat is off to a great public servant, Congressman Walter Jones. In this case, he has done the American people an enormous and beneficial service. I also noted yesterday that Casa Pacifica, the California home of President Richard Milhouse Nixon, now on the market. A beautiful 1920s-style Spanish architecture, 10 bathrooms, 11 baths. This is going for a mere $63 million. No, I will not be moving in any time soon. But it is an exquisite property where history was made. Brezhnev visited the president there. Chinese dignitaries, after the opening to China, visited President Nixon there. It is there that Nixon famously loved to walk on the beach. And yes, he did sometimes wear wingtips. If you get out that way, Casa Pacifica, you really should check it out. It is quite extraordinary. The other recommendations that I make regularly to any of my friends who are visiting Southern California, there are two must stops. One is the Richard Nixon Presidential Library and Museum, and the other is the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley. Both of these are extraordinary experiences, great for families. If you're out that way, I strongly urge you to take both of them in. We are also interested in a story that I've been following in which Michael Caputo, who was dragged before the House Intelligence Committee, may yet be dragged before the Senate Intelligence Committee, simply on the basis of the fact that he worked for the Donald Trump campaign and that he once lived in Russia. In fact, he lived in Russia while working for the Bill Clinton administration, where he was sent to that country to attempt to foster democracy and promote the election, that's right, of Boris Yeltsin. Mr. Caputo testified openly, freely, and under oath for the House Intelligence Committee, only to have Congresswoman Jackie Speier accuse him publicly of perjury, a crime. Ms. Speier was not present for Mr. Caputo's testimony, so therefore we must assume that she is basing her claim of perjury on a reading of the transcripts of Caputo's testimony. The problem with that, of course, is that Mr. Caputo himself is not allowed to obtain and have a copy of this transcript. Therefore, it makes it quite difficult for him to conduct and defend himself. Now he has gone on the attack, filing specific complaints with the House Ethics Committee and with the division of the FBI that deals with cybercrime, since she made these charges electronically. Kudos to Michael Caputo for pushing back. He also knows nothing whatsoever about the Russian collusion delusion. Folks, we've said it before, but we're going to say it again. We are listener supported. We would not be here with this broadcast and our expanding broadcasts without the loyal support of the men and women who we like to call Info Warriors. And therefore, I urge you to take a few minutes and go to the InfoWars store, where some of our most popular products are now on deep discount. I'm speaking specifically of Silver Bullet at 50% off. Very powerful colloidal silver supplement. I'm talking about Anthroplex, which I found when used with some of the Super Male Vitality had an extraordinary synergy in terms of a man's energy and physical health, not to mention addressing the plumbing. These are extraordinarily well-received and very carefully tested products brought to you at extraordinarily good prices. Now, I also want to say a word about the winter sun. Without enough vitamin D from the sun, the average person can become depressed and lethargic in the winter months. This delivers an incredibly powerful vitamin dose of vitamin D to prevent that kind of a syndrome. So these are the products, folks, and I, of course, am a known aficionado of Brain Force. This broadcast would not be popular, would not be possible without it. So please, help us help you. It is, as my friend Alex Jones likes to say, a win-win situation. You get reliable, carefully tested, all-natural products, not to mention books, T-shirts, and other terrific products, and we get the kind of financial support we need for a major expansion. If you enjoy the War Room, which will be coming up next, you should know the War Room is only possible because of our expanded sales at the InfoWars.com store. So if you want to kick George Soros in the crotch, if you want to stand up for liberty, if you want to support our expansion, our new studio, more programming, more pro-liberty voices here at InfoWars, stop by the store and give us your support today. I point out, Alex Jones never posts anything for sale at InfoWars that hasn't been rigorously tested and gotten, in some cases, literally thousands of testimonials from happy customers. You'll never find a product at the InfoWars.com store that we do not use ourselves. I'm Roger Stone, right here with Alex Jones.
Yeah. Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect.